Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. We are so glad you're here. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. All right, so we know all about Bitcoin, arguably the most popular cryptocurrency ever. But there are many other emerging currencies called altcoins we should be aware of, too. That's what we do today. Welcome. So first of all, what are Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies? In case you don't know, this is your first time here. Cryptocurrencies are digital currencies whose trade is facilitated on the blockchain rather than by a government or central bank. Considered by many to be the first cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, BTC, developed due to the financial crisis of 2008 and consumers' subsequent skepticism of financial institutions. An individual or group of developers to this day, no one knows for sure, called Satoshi Nakamoto, published a white paper in October 2008 detailing Bitcoin's first blueprint. Since then, Bitcoin has grown into a worldwide phenomenon as investors seek to understand how crypto can add value to their portfolios. That said, how in the world do you create cryptocurrencies? All right, so the hallmark of Nakamoto's white paper is blockchain technology, Bitcoin's solution for validating transactions while eliminating third-party oversight. Blockchain is a virtual ledger that records all transactions with a particular asset. A block, which holds information about the transaction, connects to other blocks before and after it, forming a solid chain that makes up the ledger. A new block is added to the chain whenever a transaction occurs, and the ledger updates the network. This block system practically eliminates the possibility of editing the blockchain to introduce fraud and the need for a centralized institution to control the exchange. Win-win. Yes, that was a very brief overview of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology. There's a lot more you can dig into at cultofmoney.com. But now, let's switch gears and talk about the top Bitcoin alternatives to know about. Bitcoin is maybe the first form of crypto, but it's certainly not the last. Holy cow. So listed here are some of the most popular altcoins. First up, you may have heard of it, Ethereum, ETH. Ethereum is the second largest cryptocurrency in terms of market cap behind Bitcoin. Ethereum's platform supports small contracts and other decentralized finance, DeFi apps. USD Coin, or USDC. This is part of a subgroup of cryptocurrencies called stablecoins. Stablecoins are tied to fixed assets like the US dollar, in the case of the USD coin, precious metals, or maybe some other tangible resource. Ripple, or XRP. Ripple is a crypto solution for businesses and banks. Its coinage, XRP, is the currency customers utilize to facilitate transactions and source digital assets. Cardano, ADA. Cardano is one of the largest crypto platforms with a smart contract feature. It aims to be the most environmentally sustainable blockchain platform. Solana, SOL. So Solana strives, to develop faster and more affordable decentralized crypto solutions thanks to its scalability. Perhaps one of the most famous altcoins, Dogecoin. Doge, D-O-G-E. So Dogecoin originated as just a playful alternative to some other cryptos. However, in 2021, its followers' demand for the laid-back currency increased so much that today it's one of the top 10 largest cryptocurrencies. Elon Musk, you might know that name, has a predisposition towards this coinage. His Las Vegas Loop, an underground transportation company, now accepts Dogecoin as a form of payment. No kidding. Polkadot, or DOT. Polkadot's functions are twofold. Most importantly, it serves as a protocol that enables blockchains to communicate with one another, thereby increasing transaction speeds compared to singular blockchains. Polkadot is also a token used for staking and protocol governance. Shiba Inu, not just a cute dog. There are 1 quadrillion SHIB coinage, making it much more abundant than other cryptos. The idea of a community-run cryptocurrency inspired Shiba's founders, and it's compatible with Ethereum. Avalanche, or AVAX. So Avalanche is another smart contracts platform with its own form of currency called AVAX. Avalanche boasts that it can produce quicker transactional throughput and finality on its blockchain than Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Polkadot. Polygon, or MATIC, Matic. Because many programs use the Ethereum blockchain, the numerous simultaneous transactions result in high fees or gas fees, so platforms like Polygon run parallel to Ethereum's blockchain, enabling users to employ the same applications as Ethereum does with just fewer transaction costs. Polygon also has a coin, Matic, used for governance, staking, and trading. Stellar, XLM. Stellar is a decentralized network for creating, sending, and trading all forms of currency. Stellar uses a blockchain, but its platform operates like a cash transfer application, making the program easier to use and less expensive. Stellar also has its own form of currency called Lumens. Yeah, and there are literally thousands of other altcoins to get into. It's a pretty big deal. That said, are any cryptocurrencies better than Bitcoin? Bitcoin, of course, remains the dominant force in the cryptosphere by market cap. In fact, Ethereum is the second largest, yet its market cap is less than half of Bitcoin's. Kind of hard to say if any one type of crypto is worse or better than the other. Since different cryptos have distinct uses, they're going to perform differently than other currencies in the market. Now, let's talk about the risks of Bitcoin and altcoin investing. Crypto has been historically extremely volatile. Those more risk-averse may consider volatility a reason to shy away from crypto. However, others believe it's the spark that keeps the crypto market engaging, incentivizing individuals to invest more. Diversifying a crypto portfolio is going to be important for you. Different types of crypto have different purposes. So, for example, some forms of crypto are a way to exchange currency, others increase wealth. Likewise, some crypto platforms have smart contract and decentralized applications, while others employ stablecoins. Understanding a crypto's use is paramount in choosing where to invest and how to diversify to shield investors from any steep dips. In addition, it's wise to diversify crypto types and utilize different blockchains, potentially preventing losses in the event of a significant market dip or blockchain issue. Moreover, weighing the various risks and benefits of one form of crypto over another is essential, particularly regarding market cap. For example, since Bitcoin has a large market cap, it's relatively more stable than smaller forms of crypto. However, those smaller coins' growth potential may lead to future gains worth considering. Let's take a look at some pros and cons, shall we? Three pros. Pros number one on cryptocurrency: challenging to hack the blockchain. This is huge. So crypto's blockchain is replicated and validated on thousands of individual computers. To hack the blockchain, one would have to hack at least half of these computers, making cybersecurity relatively high for crypto investing. Increased financial freedom. Cryptocurrency gives individuals more control of their money without a centralized bank or government. Individuals in countries with overly inflated currency can use crypto as a viable alternative. In fact, El Salvador became the first country to grant Bitcoin as legal tender in September 2021. Elimination of the middleman. One-to-one transactions lead to more clarity and greater accountability amongst participants, since it's solely up to individuals with a direct stake. Cons? Crypto is subject to tax law. Despite crypto's decentralization, the government still taxes it. They always find a way. The IRS considers cryptocurrency a property rather than a currency. Thus, a capital gains tax applies to any profits crypto investors receive. Employees who receive crypto as part of their salary have it taxed as income. Lack of widespread use. So although crypto is increasingly popular in the public eye, most people's day-to-day transactions take place with a traditional currency system. Some retailers like Starbucks, Whole Foods, do accept crypto, but the number is relatively few. Volatility in the market. Most crypto isn't backed by anything tangible, like precious metals. This volatility can lead to steep price increases and dips, like we've seen over the last few months, making more risk-averse investors think twice about investing. Now let's talk about the future of Bitcoin and altcoins. Like gold or other precious metals, some cryptocurrencies have a limited supply. For example, Bitcoin will never exceed 21 million coins. Currently, miners have uncovered over 19 million. As coins with a limited supply reach their maximum circulation limits, or amounts, their scarcity, supply, in relation to their popularity, demand, will likely cause these currencies to become more valuable. Scarcity may have individuals more inclined to invest in crypto to combat their fear of missing out. Others may be attracted to the potential deflationary value of these limited supply cryptocurrencies. Everyone's motivation for investing in crypto is different, but one thing is sure, crypto isn't going away anytime soon. And here are some FAQs that we want to answer real quick before we wrap things up today. How can I invest in Bitcoin? Okay, so people typically trade cryptocurrency on decentralized exchanges, DEXs, DEXs. Some of the most well-known platforms include Binance.us, Coinbase, Kraken, Crypto.com, and Gemini.com. Many recognize Coinbase as the simplest platform for beginners. But choosing a particular platform depends on users' specific needs and interests in crypto investing. What are proof of work, POW, and proof of stake, POS? Crypto platforms use consensus mechanisms to ensure legitimacy in crypto transactions. Two primary consensus mechanisms exist: proof of work, POW, and proof of stake, POS. POW is a system where virtual miners verify transactions to ensure legitimacy. Miners race against one another to check transactions the fastest, and whoever wins receives crypto in exchange for their work. Proof of work takes a relatively long amount of time to verify transactions. Ethereum developed POS to scale its growing blockchain. Validators put up their crypto as collateral for checking the new transactions and updating the blockchain. Each validator is selected by two criteria: how much crypto they've set aside and how long it's been there. Once the validator confirms the transactions, other validators confirm the block's accuracy. Which cryptos are backed by precious metals? This is interesting. Pax Gold and Tether Gold are a couple of top gold-backed cryptos. Investing in these cryptocurrencies is similar to investing in an exchange-traded fund, ETF, and investors can exchange their crypto for cash or physical gold. And that is our show for today. Thanks so much for stopping by. If you want to dive in a little bit deeper into crypto, not just a little bit, but like really dive in, you can find us at cultofmoney.com. Also, connect with us all over social media. Just search for us, Cult of Money. Thanks again for stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again real soon.